Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldari and Dir Masechus Nazir Daf Mem Dal, the sixth parak Shlosha Minim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission lists the three isurim of a nazir: tuma, shaving, and products of the grave rind, and proceeds to list various chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. The chumra of tuma and shaving over grave products is shatuma v'heit tiglachas sosrin, that tuma and shaving cause forfeiture v'hayotzi min hagefen ein hasoser, and products of the grave rind do not cause forfeiture through consuming them. The chumra of grape products is sheyos min hagefen uhut maklalon, that products of the grapevine have no exceptions, but tuma v'tiglachas hut maklalon, whereas tuma and shaving have exceptions. A nazir who is a matzor must shave, and a nazir must become tummy for a mace mitzvah, a corpse with no one to bury it. The chumra of tuma over shaving is shatuma soseres hasakol v'chayavin ol hakarbon, that tuma forfeits all days observed and requires karbanos to be brought, whereas shaving only forfeits up to 30 days to obtain the required 30-day growth for shaving, and there are no korbanos. Gemara said each of these chumras should be extended to the other isurim, each based on a kavach chomer, and answers with sources for each. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Tiglachas tuma ketzot, how is the shaving for nazir tamei done? Hayamaze b'shlishi u'b'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day with mechatas, u'magaleach b'shvi, and shave on the seventh, u'mevi korbanos b'shmini, and bring his korbanos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Kiva says maybe karbonos bo b'yom, he may nonetheless bring his karbonos on that same day. Rabbi Tarfon challenged him, ma ben zeh l'matzor, what is the difference between this and a matzor, that if his shaving was delayed until the eighth day, he may not bring his karbonos until the ninth? Rabbi Kiva answered, zeh taraso t'luya b'yamav, this nazir's tahara depends on his days only and not his shaving, rather the shaving is an obligation of nazirus. After tefillah on the seventh day, he is tahor at sunset and may bring his karbanos the next day after shaving. But a matzor's tahor depends on his shaving, meaning it's part of the tahor process itself and must precede his tefillah. Therefore, if he shaved on the eighth day, he must be tovel again afterwards and is not tahor until sunset, delaying his karbanos to the ninth. The Gemara asks Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Kiva's response, and its attempt to prove he did not is refuted. And point of view, Abai found the colleagues of Nassim Barhoshia quoting a brice which teaches about a Zav. Amosai who bought, when is he permitted to come to the gates of Nicanor, which is considered Machne Levia? Bizman shu tavu va'asa herv shemesh in, when he immersed himself and sunset passed, he may, but if not, he may not come. They observed about this brisa, Alma kasavar tvul yom shel zav kazav dami. We see the Tana holds that a tvul yom of a zav still has the status of a zav and cannot enter the machane levia, in contrast to a tvul yom of corpse tuma, who can. Although the pasuk side in the brisa discusses a zav of three emissions, who requires a carbon, they assume the same would apply to a zav of two emissions, where no carbon is required. Abai rejects their reasoning based on a proof of nazir, and therefore explains on the next daf that it is specifically a zav of three emissions who requires a carbon who cannot enter the machne levia before sunset. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah lists the three isurim of a nazir, tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. The chumra of tuma and shaving over grape products is shatuma v'heit tiglachas sosrin, that tuma and shaving cause forfeiture v'hayotzi min hagefen ein hasoser, and products of the grapevine do not cause forfeiture through consuming them. The chumra of grape products is sheyos min hagefen uhut maklalon, that products of the grapevine have no exceptions, but tuma v'tiglachas hut maklalon, whereas tuma and shaving have exceptions. A nazir who is a matzor must shave, and a nazir must become tummy for a mace mitzvah, a corpse with no one to bury it. The chumra of tuma over shaving is shatuma soseres hasakol v'chayavin ol hakarbon, that tuma forfeits all days observed and requires karbanos to be brought, whereas shaving only forfeits up to 30 days to obtain the required 30-day growth for shaving, and there are no karbanos. Gemara said each of these chumras should be extended to the other isurim, each based on a kavach chomer, and answers with sources for each. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Tiglachas tuma ketzot, how is the shaving for nazir tameh done? Hayamaze b'shlishi u'b'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day with mechatas, u'magaleach b'shvi, and shave on the seventh, u'mevi karbanos b'shmini, and bring his karbanos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Kiva says maybe karbanos bo b'yom, he may nonetheless bring his karbanos on that same day. Rabbi Tarfon challenged him, ma ben zeh l'matzor, what is the difference between this and a matzor, that if his shaving was delayed until the eighth day, he may not bring his karbanos until the ninth? Rabbi Kiva answered, zeh taraso t'luya b'yamav, this nazir's tahara depends on his days only and not his shaving, rather the shaving is an obligation of nazirus. After tefillah on the seventh day, he is tahor at sunset and may bring his karbanos the next day after shaving. But a Matzoras Tahar depends on a shaving, meaning it's part of the Tahar process itself and must precede his Tevila. Therefore, if he shaved on the eighth day, he must be Tovo again afterwards and is not Tahar until sunset, delaying his Karbonis to the ninth. The Gemara asks Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Kiva's response, and its attempt to prove he did not is refuted. And point of view, Abai found the colleagues of Nassim Bar Hoshia quoting a brice which teaches about a Zav. Amosai who bought, when is he permitted to come to the gates of Nicanor, which is considered Machane Levia? Vizmanshu Tavu Va'asa Herav Shemesh In, when he immersed himself and sunset passed, he may, but if not, he may not come. They observed about this brisa, Alma Kasavar Tvul Yom Shel Zav Kazav Dami. We see the Tana holds that a Tvul Yom of a Zav still has the status of a Zav and cannot enter the Machane Levia, in contrast to a Tvul Yom of Korps Tuma, who can. Although the Pasuk side in the brisa discusses a Zav of three emissions, who requires a carbon, they assume the same would apply to a Zav of two emissions, where no carbon is required. Abai rejects their reasoning based on a proof of Nazir, and therefore explains on the next daf that it is specifically a Zav of three emissions, who requires a carbon who cannot enter the Machane Levia before sunset. Alright, so now we go to our Simmer daf Mem Dalet, and our standard simmon is mud. Mud. So here goes. The three Nazirs, who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, started to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir, who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbonis the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tvul Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor. Once again, slow motion. The three Nazirs, who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, that must be run off Mem Dalet. The three Nazirs, who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the three Isurim of a Nazir, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various Chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. So, the three Nazirs, who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir, who shaved on the eighth day, and brought his Karbanis the same day, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Teglachus Tuma Ketzad, how is the shaving for a Nazir Tame done? Hayamaz B'shlishu B'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day, with Mechatas Megaleach B'shvi, and shave on the seventh, maybe Karbanos of Bashmini, and bring his Karbanos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Kiva says he may nonetheless bring his Karbanos on that same day. Rabbi Kiva explains to Rabbi Tarfon the difference between a Nazir and a Matzor is that by a Nazir, his Tahara is dependent on the days, not on shaving, whereas a Matzor's shaving is part of the Tahara process. Therefore, the Matzor shaved on the eighth day, he must be Tobel again afterwards and is not Tahor until sunset, delaying his Karbanos to the ninth. So, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, started to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbanis the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tvul Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a Zav, who is a Tvul Yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia. So once again, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, started to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbanis the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tvul Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor. Alright, so now it's time for Forbalaba Chazara. Plucked, or a cream is used. Daf Mem, so the Simmer Daf Mem is a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party pool, that must more in Daf Mem, Mayim. The lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, which reminds us, Rav Chista said, Wilkos ba'achas, for a Nazir to get Malkus, removing even one hair is sufficient, la'akab b'shtayim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of Naziris, two hairs left over are significant, least or ain't associated with Rov Rosho. To forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits it if most of his beard is shaved, upatar, and these all apply to removal with a razor, which is more clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Rabbi Shimon's quote is saying that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. So the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir Mitzvah and Levi, who recently shaved, that they can go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. Which reminds the Gemara quotes of Mishnah, Shosh Magalchim Nisiglachten Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Mitzor, Levim, a Nazir at the end of his term, a Mitzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kulon Shegilchush, Lobata'ar, and any of them who shaved without a razor, or left over two hairs, was vlakum, they have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara seeks a source that a Matzor shaving must be done with a razor. So the lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nuzzer about to remove one hair and get a malchus, told the Nuzzer, Matzora, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah, as soon as the Matzora swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Which reminds us, because it's said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not shave, Yakov afil Matzora ken. One could even think a Matzora would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Talmud Lomer Zekano. Therefore it says, his beard, to teach that a Matzora shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. Now if the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabban hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of a Matzora, it must be that a Matzora shaving likewise requires a razor. Daf Mem Alf. So the Simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The hairy grandma, that must be more duff, mem off, grandma. The hairy grandma who told her Matzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda's source, that a Matzora shaves with a razor is Rosho. So the hairy grandma who told her Matzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, which reminds us, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Matzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. So the hairy grandma who told her Matzora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis ashatnas to wear. Which reminds us, the source for Ase Doche Lose, according to Beliezer, is learned from Gedilin Tzitzis, as the Brisa states, well, Tilba Shatnas, you shall not wear Shatnas, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment. Ha Gedilin Tazelocha, Mehem, but twisted cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnas. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The Nazar mobster, that must more on Daf Mem Beis. The Nazar mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving. Which reminds us, Rava asked what the halacha is in a case where Nazar shaved and left over two hairs, and he then shaved one and the other one fell out. So the Nazar mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states that a Nazar may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar she'ein miskaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as Gemara explains, anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. So the Nazar mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Which reminds us, Rava said in the name of Huna that Tuma lo, a Nazar came in contact with Tuma twice is not Chayiv a second time, since he was already Tamei, and the second contact does not add to his Tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is Chayiv. Abai challenged Rav Yosef from a brisa which says that a Kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not Chayiv for the second Tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a Nazar can receive multiple Malkas for a repeated Tuma. But there's no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shu b'chiburin. The brice is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tumah, whereas the mission is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second one increases his tumah. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Nazir opened the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Magazines? That must mean one Daf Mem Gimel. The Nazir opened the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tamei, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Which reminds, the Gemara discusses how Tuma and Bia can occur simultaneously, since even if a Nazir was Tar when entering an O of a Tuma, he always becomes Tamei before he enters the O, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rav Papa answers, Kagon shenichnas b'shita tevo migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting him from Tuma, and his friend came and removed the roof, whereby the Tuma and entry occur simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive Malkus. Marbar Ravashi gives a different answer involving a Goseis. So the Nezer tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Because he got spooked from a ghost ace lying next to him, which reminds us, two different sources are brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies. Reish Lakish says the nafka mina between them is a ghost ace, a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in the pasuk l'heichalo, since he can be called a chalal, a slain person, since most ghosts seem to die. The Gemara asks for a mission, which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the Kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goseis. So the Nezer tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goseis lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father whose head was cut off, which reminds us, Rav Chisda quoted Rav, Nikta Rosha Shal Aviv Enu Matamilo. If a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he could not become Tame for his burial. His reason is because the Pasuk says L'Aviv for his father, which implies, Bezman Shuhu Shalem, V'lo Bezman Shuhu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which doubt were two different sources brought to teach that Kohen is not forbidden in contact with a man until the moment he dies, and enough communion between them is a goseis? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number 2. Which one that Zikano is coming to teach that a Matzor shaves even his beard with a razor? That's on Duff. Mem. Good number 3. Which stuff do we discuss when a Zav, who's a Tvul Yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia? That's on Duff. Mem Dod. Good number 4. Which stuff do we look is whether one can add Tuma to his Tuma? And the case of a Kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and he touches a second corpse? That's on Duff. Mem Beis. Good number 5. Which stuff do we Rabbi Kiva holds that if a Tamei Nazir shaves on the 8th day, he can bring his Karbanos on the same day? That's on Duff. Mem Dod. Good number 6. Which stuff do we the Rabbi Eliezer sorts that a Matzor shaves with a razor is Rosho? That's on Duff. Memov. Good number 7. Which stuff do we learn that a case where a tuma and bia can occur simultaneously is where a nazir entered the cemetery in a carriage and his friend removed the roof? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good number 8. Which stuff do we learn that there are three who shave and their shaving is a mitzvah, a nazir, a mitzvah, and a levim? That's on Duff. Mem. Good number 9. Which stuff do we learn the source according to Beliezer that an aseh is docha los aseh is one from the psukim that teach that one can make tzitzis from shatnez? That's on Duff. Memov. Good. Number 10. Which duff does the Mishnah list the various chumras by each of the three esurim of a nazir? That's on Duff. Memdod. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.